Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 25th of July 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and a D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. We also go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of following rebroadcast stations, on 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra, on 3.67 MHz by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, on 7.14 MHz by Dale, VK7 Delta Golf, on 14.13 MHz by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo, and on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA across northern VK7 and VK7RTC in the south of VK7. Home of the good guys. Assistance for VK7 Delta X-ray. A few weeks ago, Murray, VK7ZMS, and Richard, VK7ZBX, headed to the Arthur's Lake area to assist Frank, VK7DX, with some long overdue antenna repairs. Setting out from Hobart at 8 AM on a quite chilly morning, first stop was Mood Food for a coffee and supplies for the day. It was cold in the Kempton area as many of the trees were covered in frost. The road, however, was for the most part frost-free. Supplies on board, we proceeded through Bothwell and Ouse and onward to Arthur Lake and Frank's QTH. A couple of quite icy sections on the way had us slowed down to around 40 kilometres per hour, but all arrived safely. A plan was formulated with Frank, as it was his huge 6-metre antenna that needed some TLC. One of the elements had broken in half and the feed line had come adrift. The antenna is a bit of a monster, being a YU7EF design with 9 elements and a boom length of just shy of 13 metres long. After warming up the excavator and shaking loose much ice, we had the sling on the tower, and it was effortlessly lowered to a suitable working position. The tower structure and rotating mechanism is a piece of engineering from Frank using an old excavator slew drive turntable and a modified 12-volt winch to provide the drive that rotates the entire tower. Some new feed line was found, terminated and sealed up well, securely attached to the boom, then down the tower to the base to meet with the tail and heading to the shack. Once all done, the other elements were checked for tightness. The antenna was raised to its final position with feed line hooked up. Frank was able to rotate the beam and hear some CW on the lower end of 6 metres. We left Frank to have a listen around 6 metres, and I'm sure we will be hearing about its performance soon. Cheers and 7-3, Richard, VK7ZBX. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at 23 July 2021 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re-QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is at vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Reached members can collect their cards from the domain club rooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. Also, Herman has heard that some amateurs have recently changed call signs. Would those who have changed recently please contact Herman with old and new call signs and date changes so that Herman can steer cards received in the right direction. Thank you to all those amateurs who have already been in touch. 73, Herman, VK7HW, WIA, Manager, VK7, Inwards, QSL Bureau. News from the North. SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 AM till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 04 17 354 410. 73 L VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, www.ntarc.net. The cold and wet weather continues as we slog through winter, with a general dampening effect on most activities, including, it seems, the generation of news items. On a possibly brighter note, though, as of today, it is only 5 months to Christmas Day. In the meantime, most of this segment today must consist of repeating the previous information on coming club events. I will totally understand if you wish to paddle off and make a fresh pot of tea or coffee. Just a reminder to all attending the club rooms that we have the Check-in TAS app at our club rooms. By registering and using the Check-in TAS app, we are complying with the public health directions by enabling our members to self-check-in at the club room. This information is stored with the Tasmanian government for contracts tracing if required. The QR code is up and running for members to utilise, with the QR code poster at the sign-in table. Members are still able to register their attendance at the club by signing in manually in the attendance book if you choose not to register using the Check-in TAS app, mandated government requirement. If you fail to do so, you expose yourself and your club to heavy penalties. Upcoming events. Tech Night, Wednesday, 28th July at the NTARC Club Rooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. Slow Morse Course, Wednesday, 28th July. Your host and teacher is Nick, VK7WW. Frequencies and times are the same as they were used by Nick for the previous TestNet and TechNet. If you have forgotten what they were, here they are. 1900 hours to 1930 hours on 3.580 MHz, and then at 1930 hours through to about 2030 on 3.567 MHz. So why not tune in and give it a try? For those who may want some extra help, this website is reported as being very good. Future events. Tech Night, Wednesday, 11th August at the NTARC Club Rooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. Special event on the night will be topics and demonstrations on how to use the VKCL program to log the RD contest, the contest rules, and future field days. August General Meeting. Saturday, 14th, meeting will commence at 1400 hours, 2 p.m. The meeting will be followed by afternoon tea, so donations of cakes, slices, etc. would be appreciated. Equine Event. Saturday, 28th August, Northeast Equine Endurance Club, Jolly Let Memorial Ride, Santorina Park, Scottsdale. Plenty of warning to help out on this ride. NTARC will be providing support for 80, 40 and 20 rides. As further information comes to hand, I will update this news entry with further details. Coffee Mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have no cards awaiting collection. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. 73, Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South. Wison, Tasmania South. Annual General Meeting and General Meeting. Last Sunday, 18th July, Wison members and friends gathered at the Reist Club Rooms for a sumptuous three-course meal of soup, roast, baked vegetables, salads and cheesecake, and a huge thank you to Tony, VK7VKT, and XYL Christina, who put together this feast on behalf of the Reist for Wison. The meal was followed by the annual general meeting, at which reports were received and the following office bearers were elected. President Cedric, VK7CL. Secretary Public Officer Anthony, VK7LAG. Treasurer, David, VK7DMG. Operations Officer, Rod, VK7TRF. Equipment Officer, Gary, VK7JGD. Committee Member 1, Justin, VK7TW. Committee Member 2, Jackson, VK7FJAX. Website, Lee, VK7LEE. A huge thank you was given to Roger, VK7ARN, for his many years of service to Weissen as Secretary, Treasurer and website person. The AGM was followed by a general meeting where a number of matters were discussed. Thanks to all involved, and especially our new Weissen members, who have all taken up offices in the 2021 Weissen Committee. 73 Weissen Committee. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. August Presentation Night. Contesting on HF, VHF and above. REST's August Presentation Night is all about contesting on HF and VHF and above, with the Remembrance Day contest just around the corner, 14th and 15th of August 2021. We want to equip everyone with contesting skills to ensure they get the most out of their RD contest experience. Martin VK7GN will be giving us the high-frequency HF contesting lowdown, and Richard VK7ZBX will be covering contesting on VHF and above frequencies. A huge thank you to Martin and Richard. See you there, 73 REST Committee. Training and Assessment. REST's next Foundation License course and all license assessments day is on next Saturday, the 31st of July, 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Rich Emmett, VK7KK, REST Learning Organiser, know as soon as possible that you'll be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607 or email assessor@rest.asn.au. That's assessor@rest.asn.au. Check out the REST Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Check out the REST Facebook page events for further details. 73 Reg VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, we started the night with Richard VK7ZBX and Justin VK7TW doing a wrap-up of the Trans-Tasman contest over the last weekend. Richard went through his equipment, antennas and challenges he had of many stations with a noise floor much higher than his. Justin went through his equipment and antennas, which he changed about 20 minutes into the contest. Both contesters used the tuning and hunt method and then discussed that the way to get high scores is to seek out different stations in each two-hour block. We tried to show some great drone footage from Tony, VK7VKT. However, the encoding was preventing its being played smoothly, so we decided to abandon that, and it will be re-encoded and played next week. Justin then read out an interesting microwave link story that was posted by Jason, VK7ZJA, on the Transmitter Sites of Australia Facebook page about an 18 GHz link in Tasmania's northeast, and I quote, "We had a microwave shot from St. Mary's to South Sister to Scamander, and the South Sister to Scamander hop would always get rained out. But the design budget said we should have loads of margin. After going to both ends multiple times to realign the dishes, we just couldn't squeeze another dB out of the link, and yet it still got rained out, or so we thought. It became apparent that during the rain, the link was fine. It was only after the rain passed that the link would fade, then come back some hours later. The cause was eventually traced to the Scamander end dish and ODU being mounted on a wooden telephone pole, which would absorb the rainwater and swell and twist slightly, just enough to affect alignment. Steel pole was sunk and no more problems." Justin then did a Weissen Tas South AGM wrap-up that included a wonderful three-course meal beforehand for $10, thanks to Tony VK7VKT. Justin VK7TW then ran through the latest AR magazine number 4 of 2021 and then went dumpster diving again with 12-volt, 200-amp HP Blade server power supplies. We finished with a reminder of future presentations and videos for our RF viewers and then headed out to finish off the VHF, UHF, Moxon antenna kit from VK7BEN for satellite work. See the finished product in the picture accompanying the video with Xavier VK7XHT and Harry VK7HXT. This week at the DATV Experimenters Night, we will have more interesting electronics, magazine reviews, dumpster diving, and some more experiments with GNU, or New Radio Companion. See you there. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Keep an eye on the Reist Facebook events for more details. Why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID-safe club rooms and see what we get up to? And a reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. 73 Justin, VK7TW. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Amateur radio on the small screen. Halt and Catch Fire. Halt and Catch Fire is a 2014 to 2017 produced TV series about Texas and Silicon Valley technology startups in the 1980s. The name comes from the computer processor opcodes that would put the processor into an endless loop requiring a power down or hard reset to release the processor. In the first series, the company Cardiff Electric started by selling ham radio and they moved into IBM-compatible PCs. In the second series, Episode 1, the main character, Gordon Clark, is seen in a closet operating an FT-101B transceiver as KC-4L in what can best be described as an agony aunt scene. In Series 3, Episode 6, Gordon and programmer Cameron Howe crack a level in Super Mario and he says, "Want to see something really cool?" He demonstrates the FT-101 ham radio and says, "Pretty rad," as he calls CQ, CQ. The story progresses and Cameron and Gordon are seen talking over the ham radio and Cameron tells Gordon she got married over radio. The series is currently available on SBS On Demand. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Space News. AO109, RAD-FX-SAT-2, AMSAT-FOX-1E, open for amateur use. The AMSAT engineering and operations team are pleased to announce that AO109, RAD-FX-SAT-2, AMSAT-FOX-1E, is now open for amateur use. Users are advised to use efficient modes such as CW or FT4 for making contacts, since issues with the satellites make SSB voice contacts challenging at best. Please see the May-June 2021 issue, Volume 44, Number 3, of the AMSAT Journal for an article by Burns Fisher, WB1FJ, and Mark Hammond, N8MH, detailing the various attempts to characterize AO109 and its apparent problems. AO109 frequencies. Inverting linear transponder. Uplink 145.860 MHz to 145.890 MHz. Downlink 435.760 MHz to 435.79 MHz. 1K2 BPSK telemetry 435.750 MHz non-operational. Sourced from the AMSAT News Service and Jerry N0JW and Drew KO4MA. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA WWFF Group, meetings Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday, at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTUC, Friday, coffee session, Rochalie Club Rooms, Launceston, from 10 a.m. NTUC Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday, 11 August, Rochalie Club Rooms, Launceston. NTUC, Slow Morse Training, Wednesday, 28th July, on TechNet Frequencies. NWVK7, Wednesday from 2000 Local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 10:30 UTC, which is 20:30 Local, NW Tassie 2 meter DXNet 145.190 USB upper sideband. REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM, both in Hobart and Launceston, as it turns out. REST WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. REST DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 5 p.m. Events, REST, 4 August, contesting HF and VHF with VK7GN and VK7ZBX, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. NTUC, 14 August, meeting and presentation, Rochalie Club Rooms from 2 p.m. REST 1 September, P25 Emergency Services Network with Andrew VK7AJ from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7RI. Repeaters REST, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Group, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7TPE, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7JGD, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 7-3 from Peter, VK7PD.